Welcome back to the Tomo Podcast. We're going to start this out with our first topic.
Go buy our merch. Tomo shirts are out. Link in the description. Go buy it. Come on, man. This is friends. This is what we do. Talk. Y'all are our friends. You listen because you're our friends. So come on. Come on. Go buy a shirt. Link in the description.
Yeah, buy a shirt.
And then tag us. And then you'll be able to win $10.
Yep.
First person to buy 5 shirts can be a guest on the show.
Yeah. That's a good one right there. Yeah. You ever kissed a guy?
No.
That's the first topic. Somebody suggested it, bro.
Well, has a boy dog ever licked your lips?
No.
I'm pretty sure in this lifetime, a dog accidentally licked your lips.
Maybe at one point when I was a little
or some shit. Now, the real question, would you ever do it?
No.
How you know, bro? You don't know if you don't try it. Oh, I dropped my food.
I don't know that, but all right, Mark, would you ever kiss a guy?
I mean, what are the circumstances?
I don't know. It's a question.
Fuck it. Why not?
You're down?
Why not?
All right. Raymond's right there, bro.
Raymond, let's do this. It has to be for the podcast.
What? Jeremy, what? What's up?
Well, you look like you're about to go to sleep. You look like you're about to go to sleep.
I'm super comfy, bro.
No, but in all reality, I don't think kissing a guy would be as, like, interesting. Because when you kiss a chick, their lips are so soft. And then they don't have facial hair. And then you can just, like, caress the back of the head, like, as you're, like, making out with them. And then they have a nice booty. And then, like, it just leads to other things. So it's just like, I don't think kissing a guy could be. I don't think kissing a guy could, like, make me feel attracted, like, in any way. So,
I mean, hey, that could lead to things, though. Like, let's say you were kissing Jeremy right now.
Kissing
Jeremy. You start touching on his arms, his muscles.
No.
You go to the gym.
Chill out.
Then you make your hand down to his thigh.
Dad bodies aren't there for me. Like, I know chicks like dad bodies, but that ain't it.
You're getting a little too imaginative.
No, I'm just saying, bro, how Mowgli was expiring it. I mean, explaining it. I'm just saying, explaining it the same way for the dude. I mean, I'll never do it, but whoever who does.
Yeah, like, respect to all the guys that like kissing guys. But
respect to all. No, I don't want to say respect to that. Cause
just
I don't,
like, that ain't me, though.
I don't condone it, but it ain't me either.
Do
so.
You. If you like kissing guys, do you.
So, yeah, that's,
you know what that leads to? That leads to sex. And I mean, if you want to do that, you can go to jail.
Kissing leads to sex?
Yeah.
Name one time kissing where you didn't think about sex, but kissing led to sex.
I kissed my girl the other day and led to sex.
Ah! You already knew you were going to get that, though.
Shit. Man, if I kiss, like, I don't want to say Jeremy again.
What the fuck?
You're looking at me, bro.
If I were to kiss Jeremy right now, it'll probably lead to sex.
Bro, and what the fuck? Hey.
So I'm trying to avoid that. Right. I'm trying to avoid that by not kissing him at all. So.
Dang.
That's a sus topic. Let's move on. I don't know. whoever put that down when they posted it and they wanted us to talk about that.
You didn't have to go into detail
sus.
And
they're
imaginative
sus, bro.
Situations.
Hey, bro. They brought it up. They said they wanted to hear it. So.
Dang,
all right, next topic, because I ain't kissing a guy. Mowgli ain't kissing a guy. Jeremy ain't. I mean, unless you want to.
Today we went to go see Demon Slayer.
May 4th.
Fresh.
May the 4th be with y'all, if you watch Star Wars, by the way. Me and Raymond went to go see Demon Slayer while we waited for Jeremy to get out of work.
Fresh invite.
It was fresh as fuck, bro.
It
was good.
After,
good movie.
And I could have went.
But the funny part of
but
that, bro,
that's cool.
Is when we checked in.
Oh, yeah. We checked in, and let Raymond tell you what this guy said.
We checked in, and this guy said, but first of all, he was on his phone, bro. He was on his phone at the fucking thing sitting down. And when we walked up, he just looked at us. He just, like, took forever, bro. He took forever. And then he looked at us both. He's like, what's you guys' age? He's like, you guys don't look old enough. And I was like, what the fuck? Mowgli said Mowgli said he was 28. I said I was 20. I forgot my age for a minute. I said I was 23. I was like, bro, like, what you mean we're not old enough? What the heck?
Bro, I know believe, it's an anime.
I can't believe he asked us that. He's all like, he's like, you guys don't look, you know, basically 18. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dang. I know. I was just like, bro, I feel like kicking you right now.
Bro, he was so not into it, bro. He was on his phone at work, right in the front where the cameras right can see you, front. Everybody. He was taking forever, and then he had a nerve to ask us how old we were.
That's funny.
And this is anime. There's nothing deadly about, like literally there's no nudity. There's no profanity. There's no nothing of rated R at anything. And this guy decides to ask us our age. I think that triggered me a lot.
If it was, it would probably be just the blood part.
Even then, that's fake.
I don't know. He was so nice.
He's probably just messing with you
guys. He wasn't in. Hell nah, bro. He did not look into his job at all. He looked like he didn't want to be there.
He's probably just messing with you.
He was on his phone. He was like me when I was out, when I used to work like that. But it was a really good movie. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch it.
Yeah, go watch it.
Bro, the other day, me and Mowgli were at the beach. This is off topic. But some guy, like me and Mowgli were walking back from like the sand to the car. And Mowgli went to the restroom and I went to go wash my face real quick. And then I come back and Mowgli's gone. And then I come back and I see him at the car. So I go to the car. He's like, dude, let's get out of here. Some dude that was cleaning the beach just winked at me and said, como estas, papi?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, because he was blasting some Mexican music. And I was like, oh, what's up? And he looked at me. And he was like, como estas, papi?
Winked.
All like, oh,
no. You gotta leave. Oh, what kind of beach this is? All nude beach?
But I literally felt so uncomfortable. I was like, all right, ladies, now I know how you all feel when you get hit on. So, like, I'm out.
They get hit on all the time, too. So I was telling Jeremy today, so I'm going to let you guys know on a little secret. You guys know I'm all about sex. I'm not all about sex, but let me just tell you one thing, all right? So I had sex with my girl 7 days this week, right?
I'm just wondering why you wrote down that topic.
We did this in an hour because you said it. Well, let me, don't interrupt me. Nah. So we did this. So we had sex 7 days this week, and we did on a lunch break in an hour. And I busted 8 times each day. So 7 days. So 7 times 8 is 56. So I busted 56 times according to my calculations. And let me just tell you, it was a lot of work, right? I think I'm going on leave for a bit. I'm going on a little leave. I'm at the tower. Cut it down. Like, hey, 56 times. That's a lot. I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I'm shooting blanks now. Like, it ain't coming out. It ain't coming out right anymore.
It's just air.
You know, like I'm at the point where I want to get my balls chopped off, my dick, and just take a break. Take a break for a little bit. You know, come back later on.
All right, so we're gonna have Raymond taste test this Kit Kat. It's a key lime pie.
Let me see.
All right.
Limited edition.
Kit Kat key lime pie, crisp wafers and key lime pie flavored cream.
Here he goes. He's going to take a bite.
First off.
How does it smell?
Smells good.
Yeah?
It smells like lime.
Damn. Let me smell a piece real quick. I just want to smell it. Oh, bro. I'm so jealous.
It smells exactly like lime. Now, how does it taste? Like a regular Kit Kat, just dipped in lime.
Really?
But it has a creamy taste.
A creamy taste?
Like a cinnamon.
Is it worth it? Or the original is better.
If you want that creamy taste with a lime, yeah. But me, I prefer regular.
What if there was a Kit Kat ramen flavor?
Jeez. That sounds gross.
Bro, how is it going to be gross if you haven't tried it? You eat ramen.
No, I don't. That sounds gross, bro. Kit Kat ramen. You. That's gross.
Bro. That's my flavor that I'm inventing.
Kit Kat ramen.
All right, would you be drinking Kit Kat ramen vodka? Oh, ramen vodka. Because, like, you know what?
Kit Kat vodka.
You know the juice that you drink after ramen?
Yeah.
What if there was a vodka that tasted like that but got you fucked up?
What if
All right, everyone. Jeremy wants to do a 420 episode, even though 420 already passed.
Let us know in the comments.
He does want to. I bet he'll show up for that one.
Let us know in the comments if you want. We're supposed to do it this episode. We're all going to get high and then just record ourselves doing the podcast and see what we come
out of it.
That
podcast would be us just laughing the whole damn episode.
Literally, it would probably be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, then we'd have to re-record it to finish it.
I think we'd finish it. Leave it in the comments if you
want
to do it.
Bro, I haven't got stoned in over a year and a half, but when I used to smoke, bro, like, I would spend most of my time just laughing, bro. And then I get the munchies. Like, there's this one time, I'll tell a story real quick. So, there's my friend Tony, my friend's sister, and then me. So, we went into a that Fresco Taco, what is it? Fresco Villa or
La Villa?
No. I forgot what it's called, but it's a taco place. It's called Fresco something.
Okay.
I forgot. But anyways, we went in there. We ordered through the drive-thru, right? We pulled up to the driver, Fuck, I can't even tell the story. Excuse me. We pulled up. Let me start over. See, I feel like I'm high right now. All right. This time we get it right. So Fresco Mexican Grill, I just remembered it. So there's this time where it's me, my friend Tony, and my friend's sister. We pull up to the drive-thru at Fresco Mexican Grill, and we order, all right? Then we pull up to the drive-thru window to pay, and I pull up a little bit forward, and I let him pay, and then he pays for the food, and then I ask him, I'm like, all right, bro, you good? And he's like, yeah, bro. He grabs the receipt and everything. And I didn't know this because I'm driving. I was like, you got everything? He's like, yeah. And keep in mind, we were stoned at the time. We were hella high. And then I was like, all right, bro. And I just drove off. And then we were talking the whole time, driving home, chilling. You know, we're like, all right, cool. About to get home. About to eat. About to get more stoned. And it was a quiet little drive. It was a couple minutes, maybe like 10, 15. So we get home and, like, you know, we're having casual conversations on the way home laughing. And as soon as we pull up, I park. He's like, whoa. Like, you know, he and then he's loud. And I'm just like, what? Me and her both look back. He's like, bro, he's all like, we forgot the food. And I was like, what you mean we forgot the food, bro? Like, I asked you, we good? I asked you, you got everything? He's like, yeah, bro. He's like, in the moment, I just forgot. I thought I grabbed everything. He's all like, we just pulled up to the window. I paid for it. You just took off. So we did that, bro. And I was like, ah, fuck. So we had to drive all the way back. As soon as we pulled up to the drive-thru, the lady's like, she's like, yes, we have your food. And we drove up and we grabbed the food and, like, all the workers right there just laughing. They're like, hey, you guys are stoned on. We're like, yeah. And then we drove home and I was like, fuck, bro. Like, how are we going to have a casual conversation all the way home and you barely remember when we get home? Like, we drove like 10, 15 minutes and you didn't think about the food at all. You were just talking to me. And then when we get home, you realize, you're like, oh, shit, yeah, we ain't got the food. That was a funny night. I was there that night. That would have been funny, bro.
That's funny. I remember that night.
You weren't even there.
Oh, yeah.
But
I was probably stoned.
Anyways, referring to the 420, yeah, like, when I get stoned, bro, I just laugh. Like, I forget. Like, we'll be restarting this podcast so many times.
So, yeah, honestly, let us know. But leave it in the comments. It'd be an interesting episode.
If I was to get stoned, I'd literally be super paranoid, and I probably wouldn't even be talking. And, yeah, it just wouldn't be good.
We'll probably do the whole episode and not even press record. We'll probably be like, fuck, bro, all that content? Got nothing. Or we won't put a battery in or something. That'd be a good episode. That would be a good episode. But we gotta get. I'll tell you what. If people buy the merch, then we will do an episode like that. But we have to reach an amount, you know, like amount of sales.
If we get like a good 1,000 people to buy this shirts.
That's way too much.
I'm trying to make sure we hit
10.
A goal.
Yeah,
10,
bro.
You're fucking just trying to get
this
stoned.
Guy. Like, look, bro. Like, look. I haven't smoked in almost 2 years, and so see if I'm gonna give up my sobriety for episode, then I'll do it. But it has to be, you know, it has to be there. Like, we gotta get something out of it, you know.
What's up?
So I asked one of my friends what she thought. Or how she got horny.
What
and
the?
She said, truthfully, girls get turned on with a girl versus a dude. but she still prefers a dick physically, yet content wise. But physically, from a male, it's definitely about kissing the tits.
But we're trying to find the girl's perspective. So they said, what makes a girl horny?
Oh, all kinds of things. You guys realize you're asking one of the most horny girls, right?
Yeah, I know. One of the girls said another girl more than a dude.
What gets you more horny, a girl or a dude? She's pan, so I mean.
No, I know, that's perfect. That's why. Well, this girl said, she said a girl. She said honestly, a girl makes her more horny than a dude.
Oh.
Wait, what?
She said a girl can make it hotter.
So, but what gets you more hornier, a guy or a girl?
Oh yeah, what? She said depends on the mood she's in. Dang.
We need a concrete answer.
What is it? Girl makes it better or what?
No. Which one gets you hornier?
There's people around.
Oh, that's fine.
Girl.
Dang. I think that girl's. We got.
Times have changed.
That's crazy because. We got an answer from another female that said the same thing, and you're saying the same thing. So maybe that's right.
Maybe we just need one more chick to say.
Put me near a mic, okay?
You're already near a mic.
So, well, not just that. From a guy's perspective, for a girl thinking that, I think it's because, dude, all guys have, they have a little fucking doodle hanging down. Fucking thing. Yeah, a doodle.
So...
like a work of art, dude.
That's true. So does a guy make you more horny, Garrett?
No, women make me more horny.
Oh, okay.
No, Ray, you make him horny.
Oh, I know I do. But yeah, bro, that was the question that someone had asked us, and I was like, we already got one perspective, so I got another perspective. We're going to get one more.
You know, it's not too, yeah, oh, you're mad. The best head I've gotten was from a girl.
What? Whoa. The best head she's gotten was from a girl.
I'm pretty sure if I were to ever want to, I'm pretty sure a dude can give a better hand job than a freaking girl.
Hey, Jeremy, bro. Jeremy's up.
What the fuck?
Jeremy's up to the task.
Hold up. Speak for yourself.
So he just said a guy can give a better hand job than a guy. I mean, a guy can give a better hand job than a female. That sounds kind of sus, but I don't know. That's crazy. Oh, one more question. So, what would turn you on more? A neck kiss or sucking on titties?
Neck kiss.
Oh, I got that one right. See? I said that. I said a neck kiss.
My friend said that she wouldn't like it because, like, the idea of hickeys is disgusting to her. So, that's the only reason.
I love bruises, so I'm totally down for hickeys.
Okay.
Dang, Z answered our question. Dang. Look at Jeremy. Guys, Jeremy's right here sleeping on the almost podcast.
bro,
come
get
on.
The hell?
I'm actually really tired. I didn't get much sleep.
We in the middle of a podcast, bro.
This fucking guy literally knocking out on mid-podcast.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. This recliner couch is super comfy, bro.
I know it is. That's why I got him.
I'm chilling.
I know you're chilling.
I didn't get no sleep last night. This is like perfect. Knockout right now. You know what's a crazy thought to me?
Huh?
So I think about this sometimes, like all people.
Get in this,
bro. Yeah, bro, this is crazy. He was asleep a couple minutes ago.
Cause look, I think about this sometimes. Like sometimes I like picture everybody as brains. Like if you think of the earth, right? We have like billions of people on this earth, right? Uh-oh. And everything that's running everything,
trillions,
is humans. That everything that's keeping everything flowing, basically, well, except like Mother Nature, of course. But I mean, like society and all that, driving cars, working, going to work, all this stuff. It's all humans, and everything that we do is based off how we think. So basically, it's all just brains, right? Each individual brain, right?
And if you pictured the world all people instead of not people, if you pictured everything as just brains, right? Like instead of you being Raymond, like you were just a brain. Instead of Mowgli, he was a brain. Instead of me, I was a brain. Because that basically was
running everything. What if we're on a stimulation?
Hold on, let me finish this thought. So if you got a bunch of brains going around, right? And if you think about it, everything that we know and the only way we perceive this life that we're here, right, is because our brain perceives it. If we didn't have a brain, we wouldn't be able to perceive this life. You get me?
Yeah.
So they're saying our brain's thinking of life.
Yeah, our brain is creating the life that we see.
So our brain created us.
Yeah, basically.
So we could just be one big brain and so, we don't even, so we're not real.
So what I'm thinking is, or so what you're I'm saying,
should
is,
I go cut myself right
will
now?
Will you listen, bro? So what I'm saying is, and I won't bleed. What I'm saying is existence itself exists because of the brain, and all the brain is neural pathways and neurons firing and wiring together, like, you know what I mean? At different speeds and everything, creating thoughts. And so at the core essence of everything, it's just pure, it's like intangible thoughts that's running everything. You know what I mean? That's creating life. It creates this life because you can't perceive this life if you don't have a brain. You get me?
So are these facts or?
So it's like the only way that you can exist.
By your brain.
Is your brain. But at the core essence of your brain is thoughts. And thoughts you can't touch. You can't feel. You can't. You get me? It's like air.
What about when you're getting brain? Bro. Your brain's thinking of that?
You shut him down, bro. You shut him down.
So anyway. Yeah, like
he's back to chill.
I think about that sometimes, and it's like, damn, the only way we exist is because we think we exist. Like, you know what I mean?
But we do exist
because we're here to think it. You get me? Like, our brains can think it. If we didn't have a brain, we wouldn't.
Then answer me this: why hasn't technology advanced? Why has technology advanced, but humanity hasn't? Fucking answer that one.
Wait, you got me lost right there. Wait. I got confused. Wait.
Why has technology advanced but humanity hasn't?
Has technology advanced? I feel like it hasn't advanced enough. I feel like
humanity... I feel like we're like growing at a slow pace in regards to like so much like... We're growing fast, and we're putting all our attention towards things that we think matter, but really our ego fuels so much, you know what I mean? Our ego fuels, like, money and success, and...
You know what's crazy, though?
Our ego searches for that stuff, you know
money
what I mean?
Was created by the brain, so, like, I could rip $100 bills right now, and it'll be nothing. Yeah, it'll be exactly. Worth nothing.
Exactly.
But
we give value to money.
Let's say tomorrow we want to be like, you know what? This $100 is going to be worth... Let's make this $100 bill worth $1,000 now.
We could do that.
Then bam, it's $1,000.
Because we like pretty much created everything. Like,
yeah, which is dumb, bro. So like, basically, if no one made up that money brains perspective thing, everything would be free right now.
Exactly.
So like, you know, like somebody created. I wouldn't have to go to a strip club and pay. Created. I could just go in, but hey, show some ass. You know.
You couldn't though, because strip clubs probably wouldn't be a thing. Because the only reason they exist is because strippers want to make money. And so if they don't need to make money, they wouldn't be stripping.
Exactly. Well, no. Probably some of them will still be stripping, bro.
They
some
might be
of them
stripping,
like them,
but in the privacy of wherever they're living at.
Yeah, like I already know right now, if money didn't exist, like I'll be chilling. I'll be like, you know what? I ain't got to go to work. I'm chilling. I'm going to sit here, play some TV, beat the meat, and just chill, you know, talk about life. But you know what's crazy? Is bro, our technology is probably way more advanced right now than we know it is.
You know what's even crazier than that?
What?
I think we haven't reached shit because I think aliens freaking came to Earth, potentially altered our DNA.
What do you mean by that?
Because
what do you mean by that? Altered our DNA.
Think about what was here before, like Neanderthals, like the dinosaurs. Like the old humans, like the Homo sapiens or whatever.
Homo.
Homo. What? I said Tomo.
Oh.
Tomo.
Nah. Homo like sapiens.
I like Homo.
Tomo sapiens. So like the older humans, you know what I mean? I was watching that
the show on aliens on Netflix, and they were talking about how aliens potentially could have came and altered the humans that were already here to be more advanced. But then there's the other theory, which I also think could be true, which is that those same Homo sapiens, ate mushrooms, magic mushrooms, and that's how they developed so fast.
Whoa.
And were able to come up with more advanced things throughout time. But I don't know. Who knows?
Well, what can we say, everybody? Thank you for listening to the podcast.
If you were a fruit, you'd be a pineapple.
There you go. Jeremy's key word for when he has sex is pineapple.
It's crazy out here.
Just give us good vibes. Cop the merch. Link merch in the description. Jeremy, any last words?
Follow me at Sayonara. Jeremy M. Luca at Jeremy next M. Luca on Instagram.
This has been
link
Tomo
in the description for his Instagram. Any last words, Raymond?
I believe in following my dreams. Can I have your Instagram?
I just told you it's Jeremy.
Thank you for listening, everyone. And sayonara till next time.
Peace.
Ski. Ski.